Spark a conversation, verbal elation, stimulation, education. This is Minaj with the Mary Jane Maven. When we on the air, it's always a lituation. Might talk about some litigation, might talk about some immigration, might talk about some politics, but never talking nonsense. Yes, we on in this live. Watch and listen, it's a vibe. Watch it while you getting high, or you can listen while you drive. Just don't forget to subscribe.
Roll up. I'm trying to get high.
Welcome to Minaj with the Mary Jane Maven podcast with your host, the Mary Jane Maven. I am the producer, the hubby. Follow us on all social media, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Show us some love and click that subscribe button now. Don't forget to click the bell so you get notifications and click the like button on the videos.
And now, your host.
Spent 17 years mentoring small business owners, like helping them, which was great and everything. It was in construction and I was just done with it. And she was done with it. And we're like, we're going to do something here. And it took us a little bit to get it exactly right. And of course, we're still on the journey, that startup life. But we're just like, man, living the dream every day. So it's been amazing.
It's so amazing as a woman when you find your counterpart. You know, that you can chill with, and like you guys can go, what do you want to do tonight? Let's like freaking get Redbox, although I don't know who does that still, but let's you know, let's go and get an eighth, let's freaking get some ice cream, let's get some beer, you know what I'm saying, and just chill and have
that 2020 life where like, Leah, put on your VR glasses and meet us.
I love it.
Cynthia always has this really cute voice she does too, like you're at the party or you're wherever, it doesn't matter, and she's like, you want to smoke? And it's just like this perfect, like, and you're just like, yes I do.
I do. Oh my god, yes. I can't wait for us to meet and party together.
Yes,
so awesome. Yeah, it is. It's the power that resonates between women when you're able to get together and enjoy the mother plant, the female plant, way that it's supposed to be. I mean, any research that people will do, you'll find out that Cleopatra and you know, in the time of Kemet, you know, when our original people, ancestors, were utilizing the plant already, they used to bathe together in the cannabis plant. And they would just, you know, the yonis would kind of click and sync up. Hence is what's really funny when I read that, because I was like, that's why our menstrual cycles, when you hang out with each other for so long, like it goes back that far. Yeah. It seriously goes back that far. So, you know, when you really do your due diligence, shit makes sense. It goes
makes sense. Blood,
right? Yeah. So
for real.
You know, I don't know too many of us that just, you know, strip down a bay together. I would, because I'm not ashamed of body. You know, we all have the same thing. We're all probably sagging or not in the same place.
It happens.
Yeah, you know, stuff. But just being able to appreciate the benefits, the lifestyle benefits, the wellness benefits, the mental benefits, you know, your sexuality, everything that it does, it enhances being a woman. And so I have to say, guys, I know you guys love it. I know you benefit from it. But I think we do just a little bit more, because, you know, we have things that I think become more in sync and become normalized, you know, from utilizing the plant. So that goes from friendships to, you know, your endocannabinoid system, your reproductive system, the whole nine. I mean, your skin, everything. So it is so amazing, and I, you know, so happy when I talked to you ladies the first time, and I could feel the energy between you. I mean, I was already, you know, already had a crush, because I was like, yes, two fellow entrepreneurs, you know, women in cannabis that are doing something that is so super important, and that's education and providing a different, you know, lens to look through for cannabis, especially there in Texas. So with that being said, that actually leads me, you know, I'm pretty I wasn't planning this, but it was a great segue into our quotes. So I actually, tonight, guys, is going to be the first time in a year that we're going to have two quotes. So the first is, the purpose of education is to keep a culture from being drowned in senseless repetitions, each of which claims to offer a new insight. That's okay. Super important. I know that's what my mission is within cannabis and my, you know, my brand and my persona as the Mary Jane Maven. You guys have heard me say it before: educate, eradicate, elevate, and those all go together. So once you provide that education, it, like you said, it prevents a culture from doing the wrong thing. I like to say, if it's too much like right, we don't do it, you know, until it's too late. So that is the first one. And the next one is, education is for improving the lives of others and for leaving your community and world better than you found it. And that quote is by Marion Wright Edelman. The first one, it was unknown. Marion, go ahead, girl, because you are speaking to my soul. What do you guys feel about those quotes? Does that strike a nerve to you guys? You kind of feel like, oh yeah, that.
Oh yeah. Oh, 100%. Especially, I mean, me being an educator, that's what I tell my students all the time. You know, it's like, there's different ways to learn. You know, mm-hmm. just because somebody's doing it one way, do not try to do it one way. Do it another way. You know, and so just having that evolution is very important, because I don't know, I feel like if you keep boxing people, you know, and keeping them in the same stigma or trying to teach them the same thing without the full knowledge or the prospect of curiosity, you know, like, hey, there's no definitive in a lot, especially in science. And in a lot of the things that we're focusing on with hemp, it's a plant ultimately, and it's a plant that can be studied. It's a plant that you can have details and facts behind it, you know? So it's very, it's not like we're just making stuff up out of the air. No, these are actual, you know, things that we can learn from and evolve. So why not? So, yes.
Yeah. And the thing is that they try to keep us, we know, you know, the powers that be, they try to keep us from being educated about it.
Yep.
Because they wanted to keep brown people down. You know, I don't know if you guys, if my guests are, well, I'm sure you guys are probably aware, but listeners, subscribers, if you guys don't know, marijuana, and the reason why it's, you know, referred to as marijuana and the way that the way that it's spelled, is because when the government was plotting and planning to bring people of color down, they thought spelling it that way would make it more attractive to Latin Americans and to the Spanish speaking community. I mean, they had a plan, guys. Like, if you guys just, all you have to do is do a quick ask Auntie Google about the history, ask her about the tapes, that there are actual tapes of, you know, of them sitting down. And I can't remember the guy's name right now. I mean, that's because I tend not to give people
Alsinger.
Thank you. I try not to give energy to assholes, but yes, everything's recorded, guys. Everything that has to do with government and policy, everything is recorded. And there are very lengthy tapes where they are sitting down in meetings and they're plotting and planning, and they come out with these, and the way that they talk about it, you would think that they invented a freaking spaceship. Like, they were proud of themselves.
And especially because of, you know, if people really do go back and look at the history of it, how it all of a sudden is in the history, and then it's not in the history, and then it's in the history. It's like, well, why? Yep. What happened? What is that gap in between? Who is gaining from this? You know, because why is it an important thing that we need? And then all of a sudden it's not. And then all of a sudden, yes, we do need it again. And then no, but only for certain people and things. And it's something.
A certain, you know, ethnicity. It's so.
Yep.
You're just, what do you like, a skateboard or a surf, or, you know, you're a Jeff Spicoli, you'll grow out of it, you know, and
you don't know.
Yeah. You don't know. And it's like, you guys should not be concerned about the weed smoking. You should be concerned about the other drugs that they're doing in abundance.
Yes.
Yeah, and I think that's the issue with Decrim. You know, like Decrim's great because it's progress, but when you really look at it, it allows law enforcement to choose who to enforce prohibition on. Mm-hmm. And I think at the end of the day, we want to see it fairly, that everyone is treated fairly, and that means beyond Decrim, but full legalization. Yes. At the end of the day.
Yes, yes. And when that happens, I mean, we all thought that we saw dancing in the streets, you know, a couple of weeks ago when we were blessed with a new leader, which was so, I mean, it just touched me. It just touched my heart. It made me so happy because
I cried.
So, yeah, right? We've been so divisive.
And I've never cared so much about who got it.
Yeah. I mean, I was like, people, if y'all don't, what were they doing? The electric slide. First of all, guys, there's newer dances than the electric slide. I wanted people to do the wobble, do something. Stuck on the electric slide. But to see people of all walks of life, people were out in the streets
all over the world, like, all over the world. That has some, like, that has to tell you something too. Mm-hmm. Like, all over the world, it's not, it wasn't just a celebration in DC, you know.
Yeah. I mean, France had like a crazy fireworks show, you know. Canada, like, they were partying in the streets, and it's like, y'all have nothing to do with this, but
y'all have nothing to do with